This is a dictation for Clifford Holcomb. CLIFFORD HOLCOMB. Clifford Holcomb, date of birth 8/8/1976. Date of service is 9/19/2022. Mr. Clifford Holcomb was initially seen on September 21, 2021, almost a year ago. And he was provided pain coverage for his issues bothering him in the neck, mid-back, lower back with radiculopathy to the right arm and right leg. The pain was described at 10. He also had a issue with his right shoulder with the difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. Pain in the both elbows, both knees was also bothering with him. Although he has had a surgery in the left elbow for a fracture, and a left knee also had a surgery for plate and screw. The patient then underwent a injection treatment times 5 until February 25, 2022. Patient reports that after that he had a big fall in snow, and he injured his right leg very badly and earlier February or March, and since then his right leg and knee was bothering him too much, and he was unable to make it to the office. He had called several times to the office regarding this event. He was initially seen at Oakwood Hospital, Dearborn. Although there was no fracture, but the pain was intense, and he was unable to walk, as since he does not have a car, he utilizes the city bus system. He reports that overall he has been sleeping 3 hours. His ADLs are very badly affected. Mood is affected very badly. Poor mood, depression, anxiety, panic. He suffers from bipolar illness, schizophrenia, and dyslexia. He also has a mental issues where he has a learning disabilities, and he reports of having a 4 to 5 motor vehicle or accidents in the past, and he went through a windshield glass which caused a scar in his forehead. And the last motor vehicle accident was 20 years ago, although some of the effects have continued. He reports of having 4 kids, 2 girls and 2 boys, and grandkids which are 3. The patient has a large scar on the left elbow for previous fracture, and also on the left knee, which is almost 3 inches long. He lives in West Detroit around Tyreman and Greenfield, and he has to pick up a bus to make it here. He reports that his pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, and across the lower back is around 7. Both the tailbone joints are involved, and the left shoulder is reasonably good. Left elbow is still hurting him, and so is the knee, right knee and the left knee, but his right shoulder surprisingly has no pain. He reports that he is walking with a limp, and he can only do a 1 block due to the pain on the right ankle, and both shoulders are okay. Pain level varies, does not vary, it's around 7 most of the time. He is currently not working, and he is disabled. He lives alone. His ADLs are affected up to 7 overall out of 1 to 10. 70% improvement in the pain has been written by the patient. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient report that there is no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts. There are no weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, difficulty sleeping. There are no lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance. And there is no anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from pain in the lower back, mid-back, and upper back, as well as pain in the left shoulder and left elbow, wrist and hand, and left knee pain, right knee pain, and difficulty walking, along with stiffness of the neck and lower back. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing is reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. But since the last visit, he has a fall on the right leg and right ankle. However, there was no head injury. Current pain medications are none, substance abuse none, and compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 183 over 89, and pulse is 75, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 3-9-2022. Dictation number is 0311-075. With the following changes. General review is the same. And in the musculoskeletal examination, the spine tenderness is not present in the C5, C6, C7, L4, L5 spine, but mild tenderness is present in bilateral sacroiliac joints. The paravertebral muscle spasm is present only from L1 to L5 bilaterally with no trigger points, no hypertonicity, and no tenderness. The range of motion of the cervical spine is slightly better. At flexion is at 60. Extension is 60. And bilateral side flexion is 45. Rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60. Extension is 20. Bilateral side flexion 15. Bilateral rotation is 20. No pain on hyperextension. The sacroiliac joints are only mildly tender. And in the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test was negative. Soto R test is negative. Myelopathy signs are absent. For a six spine, the Roos test is negative, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Burzynski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. CAP test is positive. Bregar test is negative. And Babinski sign was negative. In the sacroiliac joint, only mild tenderness was observed. However, Faber test, Gonsalan test was found positive bilaterally. And distraction test, iliac compression test, and standing flexion test is negative. The Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, the right shoulder is now completely normal with no tenderness in the rotator cuff or in the anterior part of the shoulder. Left shoulder is also completely normal. And the elbows on the left side has a scar and a deformity because of the previous fracture repair with 6-inch scar. However, there is no local tenderness. The distally in the hands, there is no deficit of peripheral circulation, reflexes are normal, motor power is normal, and the carpal tunnel testing is negative. The knees examination is the same as before. In the left knee, there is a big 6-inch scar with no major tenderness, swelling, asymmetry. Range of motion is now 135 degrees of flexion with no crepitus. Collateral ligaments are intact. Valgus varus abnormalities are absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. The gait is slightly limping due to the pain in the right ankle. But right ankle on examination does not show any fracture or any ulcer, lesion or anything. The diagnosis remains the same. And the plan of care is to continue the patient on physical therapy, again on an outpatient basis, and start with naproxen 500 twice a day, Prilosec 20 twice a day, Voltaren gel 3% 200 gram, Flexeril 10 twice a day, and Tylenol codeine for pain. The patient will again be rescheduled for a possible injection treatment to begin with LESI, TESI, and CESI. Maps have been reviewed. Patient was also referred to Dr. Oppenheimer at Spine and Pain Clinic for a spinal cord stimulation device that could help him for a long term. The evaluation has not been done, and once the evaluation is done, then it'll be informed. Patient will be informed. Thank you.